Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Thursday morning. It's a Thursday, so we get a new week of NFL action. Thursday night football. Can't say I'm jacked about this one, I'll be honest with you, given the two teams involved and the injury reports that are going out. We'll get into that matchup in a little bit in 20 minutes from now. Later this hour, our full breakdown on Survivor in this week. A lot of options. If you're still alive, I think there's a decent chance many of you still are. Not a lot of carnage throughout the year. It feels like every week, okay, this might be the week. This might be the week. There's been one week where you had pretty much a handful of chaos, but outside of that, not so much. A lot of NFL injuries to report on, which gives us line movement with quarterbacks, replacements being announced already this week. We'll get to that. Some college plays. We'll be joined by Matt Fortuna on some college football. Paul Charchian. He'll give the Vikings perspective, fantasy football, prop betting perspective, all that stuff. And we'll get a book report from Chuck Esposito coming up today on the show. Well, things have changed quickly. First off, finding out as we start the show, we got tech issues. We're not going to have Sam Panionovich. I don't know if we will in 5 minutes. I don't know if we will in the next segment. I have no idea, but I'm here to keep you company right here on Bet Sweats, I guess. And thinking, okay, we got to start with that Bulls play that we kept talking about. We did hit that one last night against the Detroit Pistons, hosting the Pistons. Home dog, Bulls come through. We had many factors going in on that game. We had, but the biggest one was, of course, the room. They were all in on it. So the TNT, I guess now ESPN broadcast, those two sides were played heavily. Like, yes, technically the room was on one of the sides, but the first and third most popular plays were the two sides in the game. People wanted action on it. They were going to watch the game, and they wanted to pick a side, and that's what they did. But aside from that, the most popular play was Detroit. Detroit as a road favorite. Alarm bells were going off, so we said, let's play the Bulls, and the Bulls come through. They start the season 1-0 on the year. Thought we would start with that, or maybe even the matchup of Wemby going up against Flagg late last night. Wemby's performance certainly worth discussing, but no, it is NBA related. It's just not any of those stories. So in this past hour, if you've not been attached to the internet in some way, it's all about gambling this morning in the NBA. The NBA is back, but now Adam Silver has to deal with some stories that he doesn't want to deal with. Here's Shams Charania about an hour ago. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe, sources tell ESPN. The Eastern District of New York, an FBI director, will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern to announce arrest from the investigation. What, the director of the FBI is now involved. Like, it was cute and funny to some when we would have stories about Tim Donaghy or like in the NFL, oh, Calvin Ridley, you're so stupid. How could you do some have a DraftKings account in your own name? This and that. Like, that was kind of cute and funny and ridiculous. And then you had like a bunch of no-name Lions players that got in trouble a year or so ago as well. Like, how dumb can you be? Well, now we have the director of the FBI involved with the NBA. And within that same hour from Shams, Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling, sources tell ESPN. So there's a lot on Adam Silver's desk going on this morning. So if we go back in time a little bit with Rozier, this is not something new. Miami Heat guard, when he was with Charlotte a couple of years ago, he exited a game early. Now there were reports that people were hearing, oh, Rozier's going to exit this game early. And it happened after about 9-10 minutes of game time. Of course, the conversation about the prop bets, all the unders, people were keeping an eye on that. And then, you know, floating it out there, hey, I heard he was going to exit early. He did not play last night, Rozier. And then this Billups story. This is a guy that's been a head coach in the NBA. And here's the headlines that I'm seeing now from ABC News. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups charged in illegal poker operation tied to mafia, according to ABC News sources. What is going on? Billups, in his fifth season as head coach, was arrested in Oregon, where is expected to make an initial court appearance on Thursday, sources said. So we're going to obviously be keeping a close eye on what happens at this press conference coming up in less than an hour from right now. But the NBA world has been flipped upside down. And remember, this is on the heels. Let's go through every sport. Like NBA, top of mind. Okay, we got these two stories today. And we've had others. NFL, I just mentioned a couple off the top of my head. Major League Baseball, do you remember what happened at the beginning of the season? Shohei Ohtani was the number one story, but not for baseball. Not for making it to the World Series. Not for his Game 4 performance. For his guy. His name involved. So, this is not going away, people. These sports leagues have gotten in bed with the sports books and things have gone wrong. Very, very wrong. And now there is a positive side. And I'm sure we'll get details on some of this, exactly how it all went down. But how'd they catch him? Probably because of legalized gambling. Legalized sports books. I'm not saying you need to bow down and kiss their asses or whatever, but that's probably why they got busted. So what was it going on before the leagues got in bed with these sports books? Of course it was, but probably not the same level. It wasn't there in an app. It wasn't there at a halftime show, a pregame show, screaming in your face, go to this app. It wasn't there in the arena saying, this is the halftime line, go bet it on your app and use this one because they sponsor us. Fascinating. Fascinating what's happening in the NBA right now. Two massive stories. We're going to get more. I believe there are 6 or 7 arrests that went on involving this. Rozier, Billups, a lot more to come. All right, we bring in Sammy P. Sam Panionovich. He's in New York. If you're with us on a regular basis, you know on Thursdays, he does the show from New York. How you feeling, Sam?
Good morning. I got to WFAN at 8:30 and got upstairs, and they said, who are you? And I said, great start.
Exactly.
And then they said, we'll see if there's a studio for you. And everything that followed after that was kind of like plugging a square peg into a round hole. But we made it at, what time is it? 9:07? We made it. I don't think we're going to have video because the laptop that I was given, I think, was built in 1999. I don't think video will be popular today or possible today.
I think we'll find a space for you somewhere, somehow. No, I thought we heard yesterday we're all good. I thought that's what I saw. That's what Rambly said. Yeah, we're all good.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you? They said, who are you? How was that process? Was there more security than what you deal with in Chicago?
No, the security system was fine. It was just getting upstairs and then finding room. But I have an audio board, and then we were trying to patch everything together. Nobody really cares about all the theatrics that go on behind the scenes. I just thought that
it is funny.
Who Are You was very funny. Who Are You is great.
I think all of our listeners and viewers have dealt with a situation like that. Where you show up somewhere, there's supposed to be something all set. We're good to go. Okay. Who are you?
Yep.
Who he played for?
Who he played for. I saw last night they did Who He Broadcast For with Barkley, and he had no idea. They were showing all the new networks that air the NBA games, and then they flashed up Del Curry. And you could see the hamster spinning in Barkley's head. He had no idea who Del Curry broadcasted for. It was very funny.
Dude, I would have no idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? Were you talking about the team broadcast, or is he like on Peacock or one of those networks?
I think he's on Amazon. So they did Brent Berry. They did
Brent Berry's back.
Del Curry, and Chuck is trying to guess who they broadcast for. The old spinoff of Who He Play For, which is one of our favorite segments. But they did Who He Broadcast For last night. Very good.
I would have had no idea. I would have failed miserably, much like Chuck. A lot of the times it's players that he probably should know when you are the most famous NBA analyst out there, and he has no idea, but people really don't care because it's Chuck and they love him. Have you seen – I know you've been dealing with all the tech issues just trying to get on the air, but have you seen at least the headlines and everything going on in the NBA with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier this morning?
The head coach – of the Portland Trailblazers being arrested by the FBI for gambling is, I don't even know what to do with that headline. It's
right.
Insanity. And obviously the details will flow out over the next, I'm going to guess, 12 to 24 hours. We're going to get a lot more information here. I'm trying not to say something that I don't have a full grasp on, because I think there are going to be a lot of details that we need to iron out. But that's a 1-2 combo, right? That's a left and a right hook early in the morning, first thing on a Thursday, and you just wonder how bad is it, how big is it? Was he actually, and these are the questions I'm asking rhetorically, of course, was he playing poker with his friends, or was he shifting lineups that affected the point spread or the total? Like, these are the things that I don't know, and I'm sure we're going to hear more and more over the next few hours or so. But this is certainly not a good start to a Thursday for the NBA, no doubt.
I don't think that we can understate how big this is. Like, we don't know. We're waiting. We'll find out at this press conference in about 45, 50 minutes from right now. But I do know one thing. The FBI director is involved. That's not good. You don't call in the director of the freaking FBI if it's no big deal. If it's just another professional player, oh, he took some bets. He's not supposed to bet. He knows that. He'll be suspended for a year. Doesn't that kind of tell you that it's something way, way bigger than something we've seen? Even Jonte Porter last year. It feels like it's got to be something way bigger than that.
When you see federal probe and three letters, whether it be NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, never good. I have the New York Post story up right here. So Billups, and I'm sure you talked about some of the details in the first 5-10 minutes of the show, but Billups has been charged in an illegal poker scheme linked to organized crime. Rozier has been under investigation for unusual betting activity. So they appear to be two completely different issues. And that's what I saw this morning. And I was in a group thread with the Bear Bets team, ironically enough. And one of the guys was like, wait, was Chauncey playing poker or was he fixing games? And again, we don't know yet. And I don't want to say something that isn't true, but if he's playing illegal poker, I don't think it's as big of a deal as putting this guy out there or taking this guy off the floor third quarter, fourth quarter to affect the outcome of a basketball game. Like I think you can draw a line between basketball activity and off the floor activity. That's just me though.
Yeah, these are separate cases. That is something at this moment that we do know. Here's from the ABC news story. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and former Cleveland Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones were also charged in a separate but related, illegal gambling case. They're among six people charged Thursday with turning professional basketball into a criminal gambling operation by using inside information to place unlawful wagers, law enforcement sources told ABC News. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a lot to uncover there. We might have to clear the decks a little bit when we get a few more details there. A lot of NFL injury news that we're going to break down. Lines are moving, man. And, you know, it's funny because I see headlines yesterday. Mariota in. Oh, my God. Breaking news. Jaden Daniels was out. But we knew that. The line was telling us that, and then the line adjusted again. The line went even further. I mean, now you look at Pinnacle this morning, Sam. That line is KC minus 13.
I thought the line was already saying he was out, so
right.
I'll put my hand up and admit that I took 11 with Washington, thinking that Daniels was out. And then you get the official news, and there's another flux of cash. We'll follow it. I still think the number's too big.
Yeah, it's a monster number, but it tells us it's just going to climb. It doesn't mean you were wrong. It means that they received more bets on the other side, and they decided to make a move there. Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats. Coming up next, Thursday Night Football. We'll break down that game, Vikings and Chargers. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.